Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Mental Fitness, Build Your Mind for Strength and Resilience Every Day, written by Paul Wood and read by Christopher Brown. My name is Paul Wood. My story to date is relatively well known. I was born in Wellington and grew up in Karori, a fairly average New Zealand suburb. I was lucky enough to come from a good home with two parents, and while we weren't wealthy, we never went hungry or wanted for any of the basics. I have three brothers, and I was on good, if often robust, terms with all of them. I went to a good college until we parted company on mutually agreed terms. But I was what psychologists call a high sensation seeker. I was attracted to physical risk and wasn't too fussed about which side of the law I found it on. I was already involved in petty crime by the time I was 12, and within a couple of years of that, I was no stranger to substance abuse. I also had a tragically mistaken view of what it was to be a man. I was conditioned by my upbringing and by prevailing social attitudes to believe that to be masculine was to be physically, mentally, and emotionally invulnerable. Anything short of these ideals, physical weakness, or mental or emotional vulnerability, was contemptible. I now realize that real strength comes through managing such oh-so-human vulnerabilities, not in denying them. I wasn't the biggest kid at school, but from as early as I can remember, I wanted to be the toughest. And I was drawn to sports that featured lots of physical confrontation. I got involved in martial arts, and I played rugby league. When I thought of the future, which wasn't that often, I dreamed of a career in the army. Definitely infantry, probably special forces. By the time I was in my mid-teens, I was veering off the rails. I was fighting a lot in order to prove myself to myself and win the respect of my mates, and was on the fringes of gang culture. I was doing more and harder drugs, particularly opiates, and my criminal activity was escalating as I chose the company of antisocial associates. My mother had been diagnosed with breast cancer, and my parents were wholly absorbed with her treatment and recovery at precisely the time I probably needed reining in, which is not in any way laying the blame at their doorstep, but rather a recognition of the fact that probably the only chance that anyone had of pulling me back into line was missed. Even then, it was only a slim chance. I was a teenage boy, after all, cocky, bulletproof, and attracted to chaos. I had a girlfriend around then, and when I was finally dragged into court on burglary charges, her parents saw enough potential in me to attempt an intervention. They were leaving New Zealand for their native Chile, and by offering to take me with them, they helped me dodge the sentence that was otherwise inevitable. I was 14. I lived with them in Chile for the best part of a year before Dad called to tell me that Mum's cancer had returned, and this time it was terminal. It was time to come home.